Hey, this is Kristen Cheetah, and I just want to welcome you to this special podcast today. Today, I'm going to do something a little different than I've done before, and I'm just going to take some time to pray for those women who are really desiring to conceive and have children. And it might be that you have found yourself in a position where you haven't conceived a child yet. So there's been disappointment, maybe heartbreak as you are waiting. You're in that season. It may be that you have conceived and have not, and have miscarried and have not brought a child full term to the world. Maybe it's been you've had one or two kids and your desire is for more and it just is taking so much longer. That was my experience. We had two girls, Lindsay and Caitlin, and we just desired to have another child in our home. And when Greg and I were trying to conceive Jonathan, it took us a year to conceive him. And I will tell you, in that short amount of time, which for me, of course, every month just feels like it's forever, but every month of just that waiting and hoping and thinking this is it, and then, you know, getting my period, it just set me in such a place of just being low and really thinking, God, will it really happen again? And just the sadness that was there. And it was hard to keep anticipating and having expectation when every month it just seemed, here's another disappointment, when my friends all around me we're getting pregnant. And I know if you are in that season and you're waiting and it hasn't happened yet, that you're probably seeing people all around you conceive and bear children while you are continuing to wait. And so this has been something I've been praying for girls, women, to conceive for a few years. And it's now become very personal, not only from my own experience years ago, but our daughter, who's now put something on Facebook, so I feel like I can say something. She and her husband, Katie and her husband, Brian, have been trying to conceive for a year and a half. And so she has gone through the monthly disappointment of thinking, and I remember this, like, and if you have been in this place, you would know too, like thinking, oh my gosh, wait, things aren't like normal. I bet this is the month. And even being late several days for her period, and then it's just another disappointment. And as a mom, this is probably the hardest thing that I've walked through, because as a mom, all I want to do is do whatever I can to help my kids. And there's absolutely nothing that I can do, that Greg and I can do to help Brian and Caitlin, except this one thing, which is an important thing, is to pray. And so I'm believing for a baby to come forth from her womb. I pray for her every day. I've got a list of five girls that I pray for every single morning when I'm at the gym running. I just have their names on my treadmill, and I just pray for them. So if this is a season that you're in, or if you know somebody, I would just encourage you to send this podcast to them, because what I'm going to do today is I'm going to just read scripture, and then I'm just going to pray. And I am really going to be praying out of a book. It's called Prayers and Promises for Supernatural Childbirth. And I want to encourage you to pick this book up if you are in this place in your life right now, that this is the waiting season for you, or if you love to pray for others, or you know somebody who's walking through this really hard season. It's called, again, Prayers and Promises for Supernatural Childbirth. The author is Jackie Mize, and they went through a season of being told that they were not able to have children, and they put together scriptures to hold on to, and God miraculously, in his kindness gave them a child. And so this book is just filled with scripture, and they lay out prayers. Just you can pray right along with them, so you don't have to think about it. And then in the back, they have just at the end of the book, they just have all kinds of testimonies of people who have really just clung to the Lord and held on to His truth, believing for their own lives to conceive and bear children. So what I want to do, first of all, is I'm just going to read some scripture, and then I'm going to pray. And before I do that, sorry, there are three things I'm going to do. I want to just speak to those of you who are in that place, in that season, in this, what I call the dark night of the soul, where you just are waiting. There's four things that I want to encourage you to do. The first thing is to get truth into your heart. So I'm going to be reading scriptures today. If you haven't done that, if you haven't gone through scripture and just written out what God says is true, what His commands are, what His desire is, how much He loves life, how much He loves children, do that and keep those with you and declare those over your heart so that truth gets woven into your inner being. Second thing is to surround yourself with people who are like in your community, but who will stand and believe for you. I'm going to just say that, you know, you don't need somebody that's going to commiserate with you and say, oh yeah, it's just too bad, and keep talking you want to be speaking the result that you desire, and you want people around you to speak the result that you desire. And if you're focused on your infertility, I don't even like that word. I don't really want to use that word. But if you're focused on that, that's just going to continue to be your portion. So we want to just speak out fertility. We want to speak out fruitfulness. We want to speak out increase. So find those and invite people into your inner circle that will stand and believe with you, just declaring God's truth over your situation, over any doctor report, over whatever has been maybe spoken to you or said to you. Then the third thing is look for testimonies. Find testimonies of those who had maybe had gotten a report from the doctor that wasn't, filled with life. And hold on to those testimonies, because one thing that testimonies, what they show us, is that if God did it once, He wants to do it again. So when we read testimonies, when we hear about them, we're just saying, all right, God, you did it in her life. Now I want you to do it in my life. You did it in her life. Do it in my life. And it also stirs our faith. So you get truth in your heart, surround yourself with people who believe, grab a hold of testimonies. And number four is never stop asking. Luke 11, Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he says, you just keep asking, you keep seeking, you keep knocking. This is what those verbs are written in the continuous. So it's the ing, the acting of it. So we keep asking, because here's what happens. We keep asking, it's that the law of perseverance, and we will receive. We keep seeking, we will find. We keep knocking, and the doors will be opened. And when I'm speaking about doors, I'm speaking the doors of the womb will be opened. So those are the four things that I just want to encourage you to do. And I completely, totally understand that you're in a season where it's so hard and it's so challenging, and you feel so maybe even little faith, or you're just really struggling with hopelessness, or even just to believe, like, you know, or maybe questioning, what is going on? Why can't this happen to me? And what I want you to do is that when you feel like you are just like, you don't have any faith, you're weak in your faith, this is when we lean into our community and we just say, okay, here's the reality of what I'm experiencing. I don't have it right now. And then we've got those that are in our corner. And we've told Katie, our daughter, and Brian that Greg and I, we are there standing and believing and pouring truth and declaring truth and speaking life over them. And we're partnered with our other daughter, Lindsay. Lindsay and I are like, we're the champions for Caitlin. We are speaking victory over her life, over her womb, over their family. So when you don't have the ability even, you don't have the mindset to believe, I just want you to find those that will come alongside of you and stand in truth with you. The other thing, the key thing about this is when you have that baby in your arms, there will be an authority that's on your life to pray for others, to believe for others because of what you have experienced. So keep persevering. Keep holding on. Keep trusting God. Here's what I want you to know. God is good all the time. That's all he is goodness. So he is good. He is full of love. And this is his will for you. And that's what I'm going to get to now. So we're going to do scriptures and I'm going to pray for you. All right, I'm going to start with, I'm going to say the reference and then I'm going to read the scripture. So you can write it down, or if you're just listening, you can write it down at another time. And the first one we're going to start in the very beginning, Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it." So we see from the very beginning that this is God's command to man and woman. Okay, I'm going to just keep going. What I've done in my Bible is I have highlighted scriptures on anything that where God talks about the family, or where he's establishing what his desire is for the family. I have it in a pink highlighter to just make it stand out to me, because everything else in my Bible is usually highlighted in yellow or orange. So this is the way that I know these are the scriptures that I stand on, that I declare, that I meditate on when I am praying for my daughter and for the other girls that I'm praying for in this place of conceiving and bearing great fruit. Genesis 9:1. God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth." So there's that same command. Okay, Exodus. Exodus 1, verse 7. But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them. Pray it. Pray that. Pray that for yourself. God, I just pray for that we're exceedingly fruitful, that we multiply, that we increase our numbers, and that the land will be filled with our generational line. You can pray it. It's in the Word. God loves his Word. Okay, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy 7. Oops, sorry. verses 13 and 14. Moses speaking about God. He will love you and bless you and increase your numbers. He will bless the fruit of your womb, the crops of your land, your grain, new wine, and olive oil, the calves of your herds, the lambs of your flocks. And you can just, take the part that you need. And in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you, you'll be more blessed than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. So there you go. Take that one. Deuteronomy 28. And Deuteronomy 28 is a great chapter. It's the beginning of it is all these blessings for obedience, blessings for loving the Lord. And then the bottom part of it is the curses for disobedience. But hold on to those blessings. Walk in obedience with the Lord. And this is what he says. You'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. So we just pray the blessing of the fruit of the womb. And then that's verse 4. And verse 11, the Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of the womb. And then there's the famous prayer that Hannah prayed when she came to Eli, the priest, and he said, "What is it?" And she was sad, upset, and she had said that she was praying for a baby. That was her desire. And Psalm 127, she says, "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him." So God gave her the baby, the child that she asked for. So when you're praying, just believe with Hannah that this is what I'm asking God for, what I'm believing God for, the fruit of my womb. I'm asking for my womb to be filled with life. And God, I already begin by thanking him. I thank you, God, for this child, that you have given me what I've asked of you. So start in that place already of just declaring thankfulness to God. All right, I'm going to read a few in Psalms. Psalm 113. Psalm 113, verse 9. This is of God. he settles the childless home in the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. So we just pray that you are a happy mother of many children. Psalm 128 says, verse 3, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. So if your wife is going to be a fruitful vine, that is fertility. So we just pray fertility upon you. That was 128 verse 3. Then I'm going to go to 127, 3 to 5. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. So I just, you can just pray that over yourself. I pray that over you. And then Psalm 139, which is where David is writing and talking about how God has formed him inside the womb. Verse 13, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame wasn't hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. Know that God sees the children that are going to be born to you. He knows their unformed bodies. He knows the call on their life. He knows what the destiny and purpose for each one of them. So I just want you to contend for those little ones. Contend for the children that are to come forth from you and your husband in your generational line. And then lastly, I'm not going to read these, but to declare, Psalm 91 is just a beautiful, it's where we're covered in the shadow of the Most High. It's where we find our shelter. And it's just a great scripture just to read through all of Psalm 91. It's like a warfare scripture. And then Psalm 103 verses 1 through 5 talks about how the benefits of walking with God. And one of them is that he heals all our diseases and he forgives all of our sins. He crowns you with loving kindness and his compassion. So you can hold on to those truths from scripture as well. So I want you to get your list and I want you to pray and declare and meditate on and ask God for those promises to you. And if you haven't asked him for a dream or a word to hold on to, that's another powerful thing that can happen when you are believing God for something. This feels like it's for me, it feels like it's one of the heaviest things that we can ask God for. So even, I'll just share it with our own experience. I've been praying that Katie would just get a word from God, that would be what she'd be able to hold on to when her heart is broken or when she's feeling like it's never going to happen or, you know, fill in the blanks. If you've been there, you understand what I'm saying without having to say all the words. And God has given me a word. So I'm able to stand for this child because I see it. I've seen it in my spirit. And Lindsay, my other daughter, who we're the ones that are really kind of, you know, us girls are just coming alongside of Kate and holding her up, putting our arms through hers and just standing there to believing for her. Lindsay had a dream that Katie was pregnant. So she's got something that God's given her to just hold on to when it seems like everything in the natural is going against what we're believing for and what God spoke. We've each gotten something to stand on and to hold. So I just ask you to just seek the Lord and ask him to give you a dream, give you a word, give you maybe even one of these scriptures that come alive in your heart, that is your, it's like your anchor, but it's like you're holding it in eternity. Like, I'm not going to be moved from this. No matter what I see, I'm not going to be in the natural. I'm not going to be moved. All right. I want to just take probably about 10 minutes now. I'm just going to pray through this a couple of these prayers out of the prayers and promises for supernatural childbirth. So in all of this, I'm just praying that you'll be encouraged and that you will be strengthened and you will be filled with faith and filled with belief to continue to stand and wait for the victory that is yours from God. All right, so here we go. Father, we thank you that children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Children, they're your idea, Father. You thought up children, you thought up family, you thought up home. You instituted the family in the Garden of Eden. You ordered children, and you commanded them when you said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply. You said that the barren womb is never satisfied. Lord, the word declares that I am wonderfully and fearfully made by you. Therefore, I'm perfect and able to conceive and have children. You said that I would be a fruitful vine by the side of our house, and our children would be like olive plants around our table. We're not ashamed, but happy, because our quiver is full of children, or arrows, as you call them. Thank you, Father, that you designed and fashioned me to have kids, that in the Bible, barrenness was the exception, not the rule. It's not your will. It's not normal. It's actually something against your plan and your purpose. In your goodness and your faithfulness, every barren woman in the Bible who was godly and believed your word became pregnant. You opened her womb and blessed her, and she gave birth to a precious baby, just as I will. You make the barren woman to keep house and to be a joyful mother of children. You said, Father, that because you are our God and we are your people, and we have a covenant with you, that you will love us, you will bless us, you will multiply us, and you will bless the fruit of my womb, and that neither male nor female among your people would be barren. Father, we are redeemed from the curse of the law by Jesus, and being barren is under the curse of the law. Therefore, we will receive from your grace and have children. No plague, no evil shall come near our dwelling. We're healed by the stripes of Jesus. Sickness of any kind is taken out of our midst. You said to ask anything of you in Jesus' name, and it would be done. And that if two of us on earth agree as touching anything, it would be done. So we pray, and we agree with you. We agree with your word, Father, that we will conceive and bring forth a healthy, precious baby to your glory and honor. We pray all this according to your word and to your will. You said that this is the confidence that we have in you, that if we ask anything according to your will, you hear us. And if you hear us, we know that we have the petition we desire of you, and so we say we have it now. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. That's one of the prayers out of supernatural childbirth. Now I'm going to read another one, and this is speaking to your body. So I'm going to speak to your body, and this is what we pray. Bodies, we speak to you in Jesus' name. You will come in line in agreement with the word of God. You will respond to his holy word. You will function properly and perfectly the way God intended you to. Every part, every organ of your reproductive system conforming to the word and plan of God as you come together in marital love. Body, conceive. Be pregnant. Cooperate with God's plan. Perfect ovulation. Release of perfect eggs from the ovaries through the fallopian tubes, penetrated and impregnated, fertilized by healthy sperm, good solid attachment to the uterine wall, and nourished and protected for 9 months, unharmed and unhindered. Grow to a perfect baby, spirit, soul, and body. Your word says, Father, that none shall cast their young nor be barren among your people, and the number of our days you will fulfill. This pregnancy will be fulfilled. We decree it in Jesus' name, and we receive your best. We won't settle for anything less in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord, that it is so, and it is done to your honor and your glory. Isn't that beautiful? To just speak to our body, to align with what God's word says. Okay, and lastly, I'm going to pray. I've got to find it here. I'm reading out of the same book. Okay, I'm going to pray for that the pregnancy will be full duration, no miscarriages. So if that has been something that you have experienced, where you've got a baby or babies in heaven, I just want to pray this over you, so that we don't want fear to infiltrate the mind, where you've experienced that loss before, we say that's not my portion. So I just want to pray this over you as well. And when you feel that, if you feel that fear coming on you, just take that thought captive and just remind yourself that perfect love casts out fear. So to stand in that perfect love of God, and whatever that looks like for you, it may be that you need to just kind of just settle in, close your eyes, and just speak over your womb. I remember with Lindsay, her babies, I would just speak over her, your womb is the safest place. Father, I just thank you that the womb is the safest place for this little one. Thank you that you're knitting that little one together perfectly, forming and fashioning that little baby just exactly how you want him or her. So you can take those words and just take that stand. And I'm just going to pray again from Supernatural Childbirth Book, praying over this pregnancy. This pregnancy will be a full duration, full term. You said that I would not cast my young or miscarry, and the number of days you would fulfill. Thank you, Father, that you bless the fruit of my womb. My baby is covered in my womb, as David declared numerous times, that you formed and fashioned our baby in the womb, and at the right time you will separate my baby from my womb and carry it gently from my womb. Father, I declare over this precious one, as I do over all my family, that we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. No sickness, no plague, no evil can come upon us. Your angels have charge over us and keep us in all of our ways and lift us up lest we dash our foot against a stone. Just like all the ladies of faith in the Bible, I will give birth to a healthy, whole baby, a child whose heart is toward God and your promise. And your command, God, is that if we train up this child in the way that he or she should go, that he or she will not depart from it when he or she is old. Our baby will honor father and mother and obey. Therefore, it will be well, not sick, with our child, and our child will live long on the earth. Father, I speak to my body and to my baby, to every part, every organ, every system, to function properly and perfectly, fully developed as you intended from the beginning. I declare health, wholeness, soundness, spirit, soul, and body from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. I speak to eyes, vision be perfect, ears hear perfectly, skin, complexion be good, teeth form perfectly, strong and not prone to cavities, bones be strong, healthy, straight, none broken, heart be strong, healthy, untroubled, respiratory system be healthy and strong, lungs and bronchial passages, no sinus problems, hay fever, bronchitis, or asthma, blood be normal and healthy, maintaining the proper blood sugar, no pollution in the blood. Brain, be strong, healthy, untroubled. Digestive system, function normally. Position a baby in cord. Baby be head down and in perfect position at birth. Cord be the perfect length and position, not around baby's neck. Temperament, be full of peace, a calm, sweet spirit, and a tender heart. Sleeping habits. Baby, you will sleep at night, getting plenty of rest, and you will let us rest. And baby's spirit. You will be tender toward God and the things of God, saved at an early age. Well, I just pray that these bless you and that you would be encouraged as you wait. And I also want to say, I'm going to say it again, it's called Prayers and Promises for Supernatural Childbirth by Jackie Mize. It's such a great resource. If you have a great resource that you have read, you've seen, you've had somebody else experience, I'd love to hear about it. You can email me at Kristen_Cheetah, so KRISTEN_TSCHIDA @yahoo.com. I'd love to hear resources that you have found to just encourage the spirit and to bring life. We're always wanting to speak life in every way. Think life, speak life. And if you have a testimony of what God has done in your life, gosh, I want to hear about it, because I want to just share that in our community here. So, all right, that is it for today. May you be blessed. And I just say, be fruitful and multiply. Let the quivers be full and life to the womb. Alrighty, we will chat again. I'll chat again next week with you. Have a blessed, blessed day.